Ever feel like your life lacks purpose? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Sarah Neupel, who was on our previous show, who dealt with severe depression and wanted to commit suicide when she felt like she had no purpose.
I think there are a lot of people who feel like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? I know I struggled with that growing up. What am I doing here? And what does God want from me or for me in my life?
There comes a time, you know, where we all ask that question. However, it's bad when we come to the point where we feel like we have no purpose. It really does get to a point where it's like, gosh, why am I even living? Am I even affecting anyone?
Right.
But we have to remember that God is the one who created us. You know, hammers or nails don't sit around and wonder if they have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We all know. You just look at it and you're like, yeah, that hammer has a purpose.
Especially when you need it.
And tools, right, when you need it. And so there's times in your life where you will be needed and that you are needed in ways that you have no idea that you're needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible talks about it where God gives us a purpose. I mean, He wants us to go and make disciples of all nations.
Mm.
That's a big deal. God is actually partnering with people, with us, to go and spread the good news, saying, listen, your life is not aimless. God made you, and He has a real purpose in your life. What better purpose is that?
And that's where I found complete fulfillment, is knowing that I am here for a purpose. God has a plan for me, and reaching other people instead of looking in myself what I can do for me, trying to get rich and famous. When I started seeking God, how can I live for you? And what can I do for you, God? And how can I serve people? I felt fulfilled. And I believe God is speaking to you. What can you do to serve others and Him? Let's hear from Sarah after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenation.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Sarah Neupel, and she was sharing with us how she grew up in a nice home, but as she started getting older, she realized that she was pretty insecure. She had a breakout. She had a lot of acne, but at the same time, she was in the limelight. She was a cheerleader, a dancer, and everybody looked up to her, and this was a very hard time for her. She had a lot of pressure. She ended up with depression in college. She would just cry and feel like she no longer wanted to live.
Yeah, it was an interesting story because she was really struggling with mental breakdowns and going from doctor to doctor and really looking for an answer, trying to take care of the situation. And she's going to go a little bit more in detail in the show.
And so at 23, she had a psychotic breakdown, ended up in and out of mental hospitals, and was diagnosed with different things, bipolar, schizophrenic. But you know what? God had a better plan for her.
Wow.
And we're going to talk more about that. So let's welcome to the show, Sarah. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I understand when you ended up with that first breakdown, it was because you jumped off of the antidepressants that you were on and you had a breakdown. But during your stay, you ended up getting transferred to another mental hospital eventually. And you began to just really seek the Lord at that time. And you were afraid as well that you would never have kids. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. After my stays at the hospital, I was finally on the proper medication to get me on the right track. And so I finally started thinking about my life, my future. And I knew, or I felt in my mind, that with the medications I was on, that I wasn't going to be able to have kids.
Yeah.
And I'm an early childhood special ed teacher, and that's always been my dream, was to have children and to stay home with them like my mother did. And that was my biggest thing growing up, is that's what I wanted to do. And so having all these ambitions for my life, and then I've been given these medicines that you are not allowed to take when you're pregnant, or your child could have major disabilities and disorders. And I think at this time, my husband and I were married for 2 years. So it was extremely difficult. I didn't know what to do. So I guess the biggest thing I did was I just prayed through it. I had amazing prayer warriors on my mom's, at my mom's church. My husband stuck by my side through everything, even the times when I was delusional and hated him. He stuck by me through every single bit of it. And my mom and dad were amazing with their prayer warriors and everything. And so I felt God nudging. And I basically was on this medication probably from about May into October. And then October, I don't know, I just felt like a little bit of a fresh beginning from God. Because trust me, nobody in my situation, after just going through a mental breakdown like 6 months before, would ever consider. Like, even my psychiatrist was like, really? Like, you're, and he was Christian. Yeah, I don't know about this, you know. But he prayed for me, and it was God. Because God was like, you know what? You need to try to get pregnant, and let's go for it. And I mean, so scared. Just one of the scariest times of my life.
Yeah.
So what happened was, after I did that, so we did, we tried to get pregnant, and then I had this really crazy night in December. So it was 2 months after we were trying, and I literally wanted to end my life that night. I can see it right now. I wanted to drive into this light pole. I mean, it would be easy to say it was an accident because it was very icy. It was very snowy. Just, I'm done. I don't know what it was, but I was just like, I'm so tired of dealing with this. I can't do this anymore. I don't have a purpose. I'm never going to get pregnant. My life's over. But for some reason, as I was trying to turn the wheel, God turned it back on the road. I just remember feeling like I have to live. Like, God has something for me. And I didn't know at the time what it was. And then when I got home, I heard him nudging and saying to me, like, you need to get a pregnancy test. And I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, like, I just about hurt myself. Like, I'm going to be a horrible mother. Like, I can't even take care of myself. You know, like, how can I take care of a baby when I can't even take care of me, when I don't even want to live? There's all these doubts in my mind, but I obeyed and I was obedient. And I took that pregnancy test and I was pregnant. I was pregnant, and I don't know, God just like totally worked through that. I had a great pregnancy. I've been medication free for 15 years now. Not one dose of medication besides vitamins. It's a miracle. It is. And I know that Drew really just gave me purpose. Thank God. God gave him to me to show me that I have so much to live for.
Yeah. And in the darkest times of our lives, God shows us his mercy, his blessings. I think of so many different Bible stories, even where people were depressed and God would provide a little tree for Jonah and food, you know, for Elijah in the Bible when he was depressed. And it's like God brought you a miracle and showed you his love, even in the midst of where you thought you couldn't do it. But as you continued to seek the Lord and ask for freedom, and you had counsel, godly counsel, which is a great thing to have, and through this, you trusted him, and he set you free. And today, you aren't struggling with those things. I mean, if you do have a thought or a bad feeling, what do you do now? Because I know he set you free, but there are people listening like, I can't have kids, or I don't have that little miracle that came into my life that gave me purpose. But what should their purpose be, and how can they get connected with God in a way that they feel loved and have hope?
Yes, that's a very good point. I feel like as long as you are seeking God, I mean diligently seeking him and always turning to him for hope and for strength and having faith in him and never giving up, he's going to show you. It takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of prayer. I mean, when people say they're praying for you, believe it. And like genuinely believe it. And you may not see it. Like, I always see it like there's a big tunnel, right? And when you're in depression, it's so dark. But if you can find any glimmer of hope, like if you can see any light at all, hold on to that and don't forget about that. I know that that's God, like, working in your life. Even though it may be something very minute, very small, very simple, maybe somebody smiled at you at the grocery store. Maybe somebody noticed you. Maybe at work, you know, somebody said, wow, you did a great job on that. Like, those are glimpses of God showing that he loves you. I just think that if everybody who's going through something like that, just, like, never gives up hope. And never give up hope and always put your trust in God and know that I should not be here today. But because I am, and because I know that there are other people going through these disorders and these mental health issues, that you can be healed. You can be healed. And I'm telling you, God did it for me. He did it through the power of his name, through prayer, through counseling. But yes, I did go through some rough times. I remember sitting in my closet when Drew was 2. And I had had another baby on the way, Alyssa. I remember sitting there and thinking, oh no, coming back. I started feeling the depression. I started feeling the manic coming back. And I bound it in the name of Jesus. And I said, no. I said, these thoughts are fleeing from me in Jesus' name. And Amen. So every time I felt like that, I would just speak the word, or I would talk to my mom, or talk to my counselor, talk to my husband, talk to someone that I trusted and loved, and I would let them know. The other biggest thing for me was the warning signs. So because I was diagnosed with that, I always had to look for warning signs of manic depression, bipolar. And so if I was getting anxious or having different kinds of thoughts or any of those warning signs, I would tell my husband, or he would notice them and he would say, okay, you need to calm down. He would kind of pull me back. And he was just so supportive during all those times. But the biggest thing is really just trusting in God and always knowing that no matter what you've been through, like, he has a purpose for you on this earth. He wants you here. He's got a lot of work for you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for all that you have shared with us. And for all of those listening, it is a fight. We are in a spiritual realm that we don't see. And as Sarah said, we need to fight back with the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this story, a great story of overcoming depression or really mental illness. And for someone who's listening out there, you might think there is nothing that can help you. Well, God can help. He really can help. He really can renew your mind. He can give you vision. He can give you purpose because he holds the plan of your life in his hand. All you have to do is know him. When you know him, suddenly the purpose begins to unfold and unravel right before your eyes in a relationship with Jesus. So Jesus, I sense there's someone listening right now and they're saying, I want to know that. I want that purpose. I want that plan for my life. I want that healing. I don't want all of this other stuff. So Jesus, we're asking for healing. And Jesus, we want to know you. So we receive you. We believe in you. And we want to truly know you, to really know you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. There is hope in Jesus. You're listening to Real Life.